Morning. How's everybody? Glad y'all stayed dry.
Doug, have you determined how long Carson's going to play, how long the starter's going to play?
I haven't, but I'm leaning in the direction of similar to last week.
So only one drive for Carson or thereabouts?
Yes. Drive, maybe two at the most, yeah.
You decided if Alshon's going to play at all?
I'm still working through that. I am leaning towards him playing, yes. He feels comfortable. We've talked about it, so I'm comfortable with him going.
How about your new corner,
Mr. Darby?
Same thing. Give him an opportunity to play and be exciting to watch him in live action.
Is Jason Peters excused for the game, and if so, is Lane Johnson to play left
tackle? Yeah, Lane, obviously, Jason was excused by me. It's a personal matter that he had to take care of. It's basically, honestly, day to day. So. I'll see later today where he's at and when he can get back here.
In a way, is that not a good thing for him, obviously, but a good thing to get Lane some time at left tackle in case that comes up during the season?
If it happens, then yes. Lane obviously worked at left tackle all spring. Big V obviously at the time was working right tackle, but this will be a good opportunity if something were to happen and they have to do that at least this Thursday.
What's the update on Ryan Matthews now that he's back in Philadelphia?
Well, right now, obviously, as you guys know, my biggest concern was his health, and he is healthy, and he's cleared. I'm going to meet with the guys later today and determine the course of action from here. But he's healthy. He's healthy. He is healthy. He's been cleared by our docs, and he's healthy. That's something that Howie and myself and Joe will get together later, and we'll make that determination.
Today, how would you assess C.J. Smith's play?
I think he's coming along. He's one of our young players that we're going to take a hard look at this training camp, but I think he's made some great strides, and he's doing a nice job, and he's someone that also plays special teams for us, so these next few weeks will be really big for him.
Doug, where is Nelson's confidence? Do you feel like he's where it needs to be to play the slot, to be that guy if you need him, and that's how you use him?
I can't speak for Nelson. Obviously, you'd have to kind of ask him that. But what I see and what I observe as a coach, I think his confidence level's at an all-time high right now. And it's something that he's worked extremely hard on. And looking forward to him playing and getting a lot of time with Carson these next couple weeks.
Doug, I know your game plan against Green Bay didn't really involve the running game. Not a lot of opportunities to run. Would you like to see that get established a little bit more Thursday night, sooner rather than later?
Yeah, you try to go into every game trying to establish that, and it was unfortunate the way the game kind of took off. But I plan would be to try to get that established a little bit this week and see where it goes. I really feel like we've got a good offensive line that can handle that with the backs that we have, and something that we'll try to focus on hopefully Thursday night. Yeah, Wendell will probably be more of a game-type decision. He is feeling better, I can tell you that. He is feeling better. He's been working the last couple of days, but I can't commit right now if he's going to play or not.
Same thing with Brandon Brooks, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, he practiced today. He's feeling better, but, again, we don't play for a while, so they're kind of in that same boat.
Doug, after last week, what would be your ideal, that you'd want to get out of your guys this week? What do you want to see?
I want to see us execute better. I want to see us take care of the football better. I felt like we were a little sloppy and loose in the second half with some of the turnovers. I thought our first units to start the game the way they did came out ready to go. We played a lot of people in that game, and sometimes it can be the game can be a little fast for guys that aren't used to that. But just overall execution, we got to clean up stuff. We're still in training camp mode, so we're still, evaluating our players, putting them in situations to try to be successful. But just clean up a few things and try to win the game.
This game popped up right after the trade. I mean, I know you obviously didn't plan that, but
you can't predict these things, and you never know. I mean, it was funny because I was released by the Eagles in '99, and we played the Eagles that year. So, I mean, it's just the way it works.
Doug, how's Nelson Aguilar done in the slot? Jordan's been gone, and some of the other guys too.
I think he's done well. It's something that he's really embraced going all the way back to the spring. Even when Jordan missed some time, and I'm excited for that role in there. You know, he's one of our better blocking receivers. So, and that position requires that receiver to block a little bit. He's a physical guy, and you know, he's learning that role. So, you know, we got some young guys behind him as well. They're getting valuable time, and so I'm encouraged by where he's at. Again, you know, we got four of these games, obviously. If you can get all our starters and really the quarterback to just kind of get them into game shape, game mode, you know, again, the bullets really don't fly for real, you know, for another couple of weeks. And, you know, the other thing you guard against just, you know, a hit, something in the game that might, you know, might take him out. And so, I guard against that a little bit, but at the same time, I want to make sure that he's mentally in the right frame of mind to go in and start and you know, put another drive together and see if we can get some points.
Fletcher was back out there today. How's his back?
Good. He felt good this morning when I talked to him, and you know, I'll watch the tape here in a minute and see, but he looked like he had a good day. You know, again, Nick is a veteran guy. You know, I've had history with him. Obviously, coached him here, and sharp guy. He's another one that you know, really, I don't need to see a bunch out of him. What he's done, even today and these last couple of days practicing. I mean, he's on track. You know, we'll hopefully, hopefully we can get him in some of these games these next couple of weeks. But he's a veteran guy, smart guy, understands our scheme. And so I'm not overly concerned.
He's not playing this week?
No, I haven't said that yet.
Oh, okay.
So back to Carson, you know, you mentioned last week in the touchdown. Can you take us through when you looked at the tape, what you saw from the play he made and then the play that Mac made at the back end of that touchdown?
Yeah, you know, first off, you know, protection broke down just a little bit, so he had to you know, break a tackle, kind of scramble. One thing he does extremely well is he continues to keep his eyes up even when he's moving in the pocket. And then Mac ran a great route, separated nice at the top of the route. You know, one thing you see from Mac is he's a hands catcher, catches the ball out in front of his body. And then after that, it was just a great physical run. You know, he had the nice stiff arm to get in the end zone, and that's good to see from a young player first game out.
Quarterbacks, you know, before they throw the ball and, you know, when they're warming up, how much did that impact Carson's throw on the touchdown? It looked like kind of an identical move.
Yeah, it's all the things that we try to, you know, put our guys through in practice that will carry over into a game and try to put them into those game situations. And, you know, those are things that the quarterbacks and DeFilippo, they work on that a lot, you know, even in their individual drills. And you know, again, it carries over to the game. And that's part of, you know, my philosophy and the teaching progression that I like to go through is put our guys in those game time situations. And that was an example of that. Okay. Thank you, guys.